Motor Talk with David Berthon. Change the way you think about tyres with ASV Puncture Free.
Talking about Nissan's luxury brand Infiniti, and more specifically their Q50 sedan, in this instance, the rip-roaring 3-litre twin-turbo Red Sport flagship at nearly $75,000. I like the architecture of the Q50. It's modern and clean with great fit and finish, paint quality amongst the best in the prestige class. The Red Sport, a driver's car through and through, an unusual model that offers so much in style and straight-line performance, yet is let down with some small niggles that would be easy to fix. The twin-turbo, 3-litre V6 and 7-speed auto with manual shift paddles is a gem. 0 to 100Ks in just 4.9 seconds is enough to make anyone sit up and take notice, and it more than justifies its sport moniker. The equipment level impressive with a host of safety and technology. The steering is Infiniti's own fly-by-wire, there's no physical connection to the front wheels, and when the going gets fast it lacks the feel and feedback of, say, a good BMW. The direct adaptive steering-by-wire never excels and lacks the communication that a sports GT requires. This aside, the Infiniti Q50 Red Sport sedan is loaded with features for the money. Just 2 weeks ago, Infiniti announced it was pulling out of Great Britain and Western Europe, but quickly confirmed its commitment to the Australian market. As a result, the excellent small Q30 and QX30 SUV I spoke of several weeks back will cease production in July. I'm David Berthon.